the name of God, the Creator, Liberator, and Sustainer of the universe. Amen. Our gospel reading today is from the 10th chapter of St. John's Gospel. This is the Sunday that we commonly call Good Shepherd Sunday, the fourth Sunday of the Easter season. In the chapter preceding the 10th chapter of John's Gospel, which would be chapter 9, Jesus is engaged in a conflict with some of the religious leaders of his day. Jesus very often had conflicts with religious leaders, people such as canon theologians, ex-senior wardens, former treasurers, those kinds of people. Jesus particularly had conflicts with those who believed that everything important that God intended to do in human history, God had already done. And the task of the religious community was simply to remember that, preserve the tradition, and make sure that no one did anything different. Jesus had cured a blind man, but he had done it in a way that the religious leaders considered highly irregular. So they thought there must be something wrong with him, and they begin to question the blind man and end up kicking the blind man out of the synagogue. Jesus's response to this is to carry on the tradition of Ezekiel 34, in which the prophet Ezekiel condemns the false shepherds of Israel. Ezekiel points out that there are false shepherds. And the false shepherd is the one who has more interest in his or her own advancement, his or her own well-being, than that of the community. And Ezekiel says there are such religious leaders. And Jesus says the same thing. But he begins not by attacking them first. He begins by making a statement from which we get the title for this Sunday. He begins by making a statement saying, "I am the Good Shepherd." Now, in John's Gospel, there are seven references to God that begin with "I am." And for those of you who are somewhat biblically literate, you may recall that one of the translations in the book of Exodus from the Hebrew of the response of God to Moses, when Moses asked the name of God, one of the translations is, "I am." So many people have come to believe that the "I am" statements in John's Gospel are attributes to God. I am the way. I am the light. I am the truth. But in this "I am" statement that Jesus makes, and it's the only one that's like this, Jesus attributes a human role to himself. He says, "I am the Good Shepherd," which means that he is not only the model shepherd, but he is also the model human being. And it becomes clear as Jesus continues that what it means to be a model human being is that you have discovered your purpose in life and you have no reservations about fulfilling it. You have discovered your purpose in life and you have no reservations about fulfilling it. And Jesus immediately makes that very clear. He says, and he will say it five times in our gospel reading today, the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The good shepherd is the one who is willing to give of himself, herself, for the other. And then Jesus says, the false shepherd is one who is not willing to do that. The false shepherd is one who in the face of adversity flees. The false shepherd is the one whenever personal sacrifice is demanded is out of here. The false shepherd is the one who is spending most of his or her time just making sure that everything is going their way. Now, when the early Christian community read what is today the 10th chapter of John, and Jesus says that the good shepherd lays down his life, they knew that Jesus was talking about becoming the crucified one. They knew that Jesus was talking about entering the world of the crucified. And they knew that Jesus entered that world. That Jesus knew their struggles, that Jesus knew their pain, and that Jesus shared it. In our psalm today, Psalm 23, which is the best known psalm in our tradition, the writer says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, thou art with me. The early Christian community knew that Jesus, the crucified one, had walked through the valley of the shadow of death. They knew that Jesus was with them in the midst of human brokenness, human failure, human struggle. They knew that Jesus cared for them. That's not the case. That's not the case with the false shepherd. The false shepherd does not enter the world of the crucified. The false shepherd may from time to time like to visit that world for a photo op, but is not there for very long. Then Jesus attacks the false shepherds. He says that whenever the flock is in danger, they flee. Whenever the flock is attacked, they do not stay. They go. They do not stand with those who are suffering, those who are being cast out. And then Jesus says, the sheep hear my voice, and when they hear my voice, they follow. Several years ago, I was participating in a conference in New Zealand, and this guy took me to this farm. I didn't particularly want to go, but he said I should go see this lot of sheep in New Zealand. And so I said, okay. So we got there. There weren't any sheep, but there was a shepherd. And I looked around, and I didn't see any sheep. And this guy who had taken me said, this guy wants to see some New Zealand sheep. So this farmer started doing something that was sort of like a combination of a yodel and a whistle. And all of a sudden, there were hundreds of sheep started coming over this mountain, just flocking to this guy as he kept making this sound. Then he turned to me and he said, the sheep know my voice. The sheep know my voice. Jesus said, the sheep know my voice. They listen. They hear. They hear God calling us into community. They hear God calling us to be one in love. They hear God calling us to care for each other. They hear God calling us to care for the earth. The sheep hear that. The sheep hear that voice. And then, what is apparently the most outrageous slap in the face to the religious community, who thought they were sort of it, Jesus says, other sheep I have which are not of this flock. Other sheep I have which are not of this flock. Now, the religious community thought they were God's chosen, and that meant they were it, okay? Jesus said, other sheep I have which are not of this flock. Don't think for a moment that you are all there is. Don't think for a moment that you control Jesus. Don't think for a moment that your religious tradition can box in God. Doesn't work, doesn't happen. Don't think for a moment that as a Christian you were called to build walls that keep out other people. Christians are called to tear down walls that divide, never to build them. Some years ago, Treadwell and I were traveling in Rome, and we visited the catacombs. And I learned something from art history that sort of helped me theologically. And for me, it was a surprise. In the catacombs in Rome, I discovered that the images of Jesus in a short white shepherd tunic with a lamb around his neck were much older than the images of Jesus hanging on a cross. That the early Christian community had first depicted Jesus as the Good Shepherd, and the Good Shepherd lays down his life, and then they depicted Jesus on the cross. They knew that the Shepherd was the one who cared, the one who gave, and that was the image that was first. And that led to the cross. So if you want to know what being a Christian means, what it costs you your whole life. It costs you your whole life. It means that you care and you give for the other, and you never stop doing that. You never stop doing that. And you will know a new life. You will know a new existence. The writer of our epistle from St. John 3, 1 St. John 3, this morning says that Jesus laid down his life for us, the Good Shepherd, and that we are called to do the same thing. We are called to be good shepherds. We are called to give our lives for the sake of the other. And then the writer gives an example. He says, if you want to know what this looks like, I'll tell you. He says, if anyone says they have the love of God in their heart, and they see their brother and sister in need, and they do nothing, they are liars. They don't. They don't have it. They are false shepherds. False shepherds. Christians are those who are called to follow the Good Shepherd. They're called to love the sheep, to love each other, to love the world in which they live, to care for all creation. How's that going for us? Today is Earth Day, and we live in a society in which we are less than 5% of the world's population, and each year we use more than 60% of the world's irreplaceable resources. Every second, someplace in the world, a child dies of starvation because of the way that resources are distributed, not because there is not enough food. They die because some people use 60% of the world's resources, and some people are left with none. So, as a good shepherd, what are you doing about that? What are you doing about it? On this day, Good Shepherd Sunday, on Earth Day, we should all be deciding. We should all be deciding how it is that we will live as good shepherds. The historian of, or a historian of Christian missions, very well known, Andrew Walls, says that there's something about the Holy Spirit that seems to move the Christian church always to the edge, to the margins. And that once the church begins to get a little comfortable, the Spirit moves again. And Andrew Walls says you can see this very clearly in the history of the Christian church. Church is in Jerusalem. That's the center of the faith. Then it moves to Syria. Then it moves to southern Europe as the center. Then it moves to northern Europe as the center. Then it moves to the North Atlantic with the center. And today, the southern hemisphere is the center. Do you know that in the Roman Catholic Diocese of Rio, more people go to Mass on any given Sunday than go to church in all of Europe, in any churches? The Holy Spirit's gone to the south, southern hemisphere. The center of the faith has shifted, which means that we are always called to look at the margins that surround our church, the margins that surround our community, because it is there that the people may be most open to hearing the Spirit, the Good Shepherd, the one who's calling them to fullness of life. We should be open to those outside the community. We should also be open to those movements that are outside of our own community. This past week, thousands of school children marched to create a less violent world, a less violent society. They're doing work that we have refused to do. We should praise those kids. We should stand with them. We should know that they stand in the tradition of the Good Shepherd who called us all to live in a nonviolent way. We should thank them that they care enough in a society in which so far this year there have already been 16,000 gun violent incidences. We should praise them and support them. We should let them know that we stand with them. One of the things that Martin King was often fond of saying was that if you did not have that for which you were willing to give your life, you didn't have that for which you were willing to live. Good Shepherd said, I lay down my life for the sheep. St. John said, you are called to follow the Good Shepherd. So on this Good Shepherd Sunday, we ask ourselves again, do we follow the human model of Jesus? Are we willing to give our life so that others may live? Are we willing to give our lives for the salvation of the earth? Are we willing to become people for others? The grace of God can enable us to do that. But first, we all need to make a decision to stand with the Good Shepherd and denounce the false shepherds. Let there be peace among us. And let us never be instruments of our own or anyone else's oppression. Amen.